Intervju Radija Študent.
Intervju s Kristijanom Monđujem. Film Matura je film o odraščanju, vzgajanju, korupciji in iznajdljivosti. Film uspešno briše linije med odraščanjem in vzgajanjem. Iz perspektive očeta spremljamo zgodbo mlade maturantke, ki jo od odraslosti in neodvisnosti loči zgolj še matura. Prav tako se briše ločnica med korupcijo in iznajdljivostjo, češ korupcija je imanentna romunski družbi in je skrita ravno zato, ker je vse prisotna. Drama Matura romunskega režiserja Kristijana Monđuja je po 4 mesecih, 3 tednih in 2 dnevih ter Zagriči že tretji Monđujev film, ki je dobil nagrado v Cannesu. Pred premiero je bil film prikazan na 27. festivalu LIF novembra lani, medtem ko je slovensko premiero ugledal 11. januarja 2017. Takrat sta bila v Kinodvoru predvidena tako predvajanje filma kot pogovor z režiserjem Kristijanom Monđujem, žal pa je huda zima romunskemu režiserju preprečila prihod v Ljubljano. Zaradi neznosnih vremenskih razmer je bil let iz Bukarešte odpovedan, obiskovalci pa smo se bili po projekciji primorani zadovoljiti z nadomestnim pogovorom preko Skypa. Govoriti z režiserjem tik po ogledu filma je neprecenljivo. Le treba je vedeti, kaj si obetati. Namigov in nasvetov za simbolno dešifriranje zgodbe in likov od naturalističnega režiserja pač ne moremo pričakovati. Namesto tega je Monđuj ponudil kratek uvid o izbiri teme, tehnikalijah in svojem delu. Pri filmu Matura je namreč bil tako režiser kot scenarist. Na Radiu Študent smo bili posebej privilegirani, saj je Kristijan Monđuj privolil tudi v ločen telefonski intervju. Monđuja smo povprašali o odnosu do filma, statusu romunskega novega vala in hipotetičnih situacijah in sicer kakšne filme bi snemal Monđuj, če bi imel neomejene budžete. Izhodična teza prvega vprašanja je bila, da je film bolj kot pripoved o korupciji zgodba o odraščanju. Monđuja smo vprašali, če obstaja povezava med zgodbami posameznikov v filmu in romunsko družbo.
If you want, you can draw this parallel, but to be honest, when I make my cinema, I try not to have this kind of very precise interpretations. So I would never tell my actors, for example, take care how you act, you represent the country or anything like this. But I think the film, as you say, is not primarily about corruption. It's, for me, it's supported of different ages. It's not only coming of age of this girl and of the country. It's also a regard on this age of 50-something. So it's supported of this moment in life. When you're looking back and you are analyzing the decisions that you made, understanding that you are the result of all the decisions. And there's nothing much you can change at this age. And it's the moment when people turn towards their children, hoping that some of their experience could help their children, which is not always the case. As you know, people need to make their own mistakes. But I do agree with you in the sense that there's much more in the film about this generation conflict, about parenting, about education, about compromise, and about the state of the society today than to just being the simple social portrait of a country where there's a lot of corruption.
Monđuju pritrjujemo v tem, da ne gre za specifično romunski problem. S problemom vseprisotne korupcije se identificiramo tudi Slovenci. Tudi beg možganov je pogosto smatran kot edina smiselna poteza mladih intelektualcev. Je matura samo oris stanja ali tudi manifest oziroma klic na pomoč?
It's a lot to hope that through cinema you can really provoke a revolution, to be honest. But if you want, it's a call for action on the individual level. Whenever you make a film like this, which is inspired a lot by reality, and you decide upon a certain topic, you decide about something you consider to be very important for society in that moment, or at least this is what I do. And I see that this is one of the problems that we are having, this kind of individualism, this idea that every young person and every family is trying to solve her problem, but people cannot focus to solving collective problems nowadays. And as much as you think this is a problem common with Slovenia, for example, I had this answer in most of the countries where I've been screening this film. So the same answer I had from most of the Eastern European countries, but also from the countries in the South. People felt that the film and the story matches their country as well, because I think the film speaks about the status of the society nowadays. People lost empathy, they lost hope, they became somehow selfish, and they are always looking for a better future tomorrow without being preoccupied by changing something on the long term in their societies. But of course, who can tell young people today what to do? Is it easy to have an answer for them? I'm not sure. They are not responsible for the state of the societies in which they grow. It's our responsibility of older people, and therefore we need to understand that they are free to choose. But as you're saying, at the end, if you can't convince enough young, dynamic people to stay and fight to change something, there's very little hope for the future.
Poudarjanje individualizma ni samo tema, temveč tudi pristop, s katerim Mungiu ustvarja filme. Po predpremieri na Lifu je igralka Lia Bugnar povedala, da je Mungiu igralcem dal zgor tiste dele scenarija, v katerih se pojavljajo. Ta neobičajen pristop je Mungiu utemeljil.
It's the first time when I did this for one of my films, but I did this because I think that it's really important for an actor to focus about each specific situation without having the general picture of the film, because if he has the general picture, he will try to also interpret the meaning of what he's doing. I don't want the actor to interpret the meaning. I want him to be genuine to the situation. I want him that the situation surprises him. I don't want, for example, the character of Lia, the wife, to know more about what he does in the rest of the time, because I'm doing the film in a specific way. The film is very, very subjective, in the sense that this is, I think, my third film already in which I apply a certain style regarding the narrative and the way I shoot, which means that the first, the main character is in all the scenes. You as a spectator know as much as he knows, not more, not less. The other characters do not have access to what he does. So I thought that maybe it's good to preserve this in reality, because ideally actors shouldn't be interpreting the meaning of what they do. They should focus to very simple things, and this is what I'm encouraging them to do, to find the truth of the situation. You're talking to your husband now, you have this fight, you don't know where he's coming from, what happens next into the film. Just focus on this situation which you know now. And somehow I think it worked, because, you know, ideally it would be that film resembles a lot reality and life, and in life you're not prepared, you don't know what happens next, so why would you run into a film?
Filmi kot imitacija življenja so lahko posledica nezadostnih sredstev. Zato nas je zanimalo, če bi v nekem idealnem scenariju, v katerem bi na voljo imel milijone in milijone dolarjev, Christian Mungiu bil režiser, ki snema drugačne filme.
Well, I don't know, to be honest, because it's not only that I do these films because I have small budgets, but I do them because they are close to my idea about cinema, which is to say that I think that you need to make personal films about something that you know in detail, and to speak about something that you consider to be at the same time important for you but for the society in general in that moment, to find this kind of a topic. And first of all, to find a style which is personal. I could have tried to go and make a film in English on a bigger budget, but it's also related to the way I work and to the way we work here, in the sense that there's a benefit of working with small budgets through your own production company. I have all the freedom in the world to make all the creative decisions myself, and I don't have to explain this to anybody. I write the screenplay, I direct the film, I produce the film. I'm only producing the film with funding for cinema, so I'm not addressing personal money from anybody. And then I release the film myself, so I feel very free to work like this. If I could do this for, I don't know, 10 million or 20 million euros, I would think about it, but I doubt that things go like this. Whenever you're working with a bigger budget, there's a different responsibility towards the result of the film. For the moment, I'm very happy to be present with this film in some 50 countries all the time. But of course, the film is not like a big American hit. But given my budget, it's fair like this. If I would go to 20 million, then I would have to work with some stars. I would have to work in English. Somebody would need to recoup this 20 million. So for the moment, I think that I'm where I needed to be. And I will think a lot before stepping further to a different kind of budget.
Filmi Quentina Tarantina naj bi bili medsebojno povezani in s tem tvorili vzporedno dimenzijo. Tudi filmi Mungiuja so povezani, saj so vsi filmi zelo romunski, s čimer pa ni mišljeno samo v jezikovnem smislu. Zanimalo nas je, ali režiser rdečo nit skozi svoje filme vidi tudi sam.
I think that first of all there is a red line belonging to you as a person that you don't really control. It's not very rational. Whatever you do as an artist, as a filmmaker, you cannot escape your own mind. And you cannot escape the way you understand the narrative and the way you understand cinema. And this is the part of the which is common in all my films, and which is normally common in every auteur's films, because people do films with as much as they can understand about cinema in that specific moment. For example, for this film, I was really investigating to figure out if I can find a different way of expressing myself in terms of style. But I couldn't find any better one that would be closer to my understanding of cinema today, which is a way of quoting life and reality with all its complexity and even including the approximative part of life. And therefore, I continued making this kind of cinema in which I shoot everything in just one shot. Every scene is just one shot without any kind of added music that comes from me, from a very subjective perspective. So I think that this style is what is coming, what is common, at least in my three or four films, let's say, a way of approaching the world. But, well, you know, you never know what the future is going to bring to you. So I don't know, I would be very happy to be able to surprise myself, but as you know, this is not very easy for each of us to be able at being completely somebody else than we really are.
Na koncu nas je zanimalo, ali je romunskega novega vala že konec, kot trdijo nekateri kritiki.
I don't know, to be honest, I don't spend too much time thinking about this, because this is more for the critics to do. I would say that for now it's difficult to say that it's over, since we had three films in Cannes this year. We had for the first time two films in competition. We had three films in official selection. There's a Romanian film in competition in Berlin. So these filmmakers continue to work. The question is about their style and about their capacity of refreshing themselves. This is really a problem, because what was fresh in this language 15 years ago, 10 years ago, is not fresh any longer. But I don't see it as a problem of this wave of filmmakers. It's an individual problem for each other director in this wave to be able at the same time to continue making personal films, but to refresh him something into his own style so that he doesn't become repetitive. But if we think about this a little bit, I think this is the problem with every author. If you think, for example, about the Dardens or about Ken Loach or about even about Lars von Trier or whomever, they change the topic, but the kind of cinema that they do, they, you cannot change this, you know, very, very often. So I don't know what will be the future of the Romanian New Wave for the years to come. What I'm saying is, what I'm hoping is that these people will continue talking about important issues in a way in which they will still be personal, but not repeat the same kind of filmmaking every time.
I'm certain that the future will be bright for the Romanian new movies.
Well, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. We have some doubts ourselves, to be honest, because we are always we are also aware of this opinion that you're mentioning for some people. But you know, people started saying that there's going to be the end of this wave some, I don't know, 8 years ago already, and still, you know, it went on.
Yes, yes. Well, that's also the problem, that sometimes that something becomes as an entity or sort of, that is probably the problem that happened to Dogma in 95 in Denmark. Once it was written down, pretty much from the beginning onwards, they broke the rules.
There's a big difference. We never wrote down a formal manifest for what we did. So we never had to respect such a precise set of rules as they did with the Dogma. It was more about an attitude towards reality than a school that would make formal its manifest. So this is why I think it lasted a bit longer already than the Dogma.
Intervju je Munju sklenil sam.
Just to mention that despite the fact that this looks for very many people as a local story, I think there's something quite universal in it. I think it speaks about human nature up to that extent, where people watching this film in a lot of countries noticed at the end that the film speaks a lot about them and about the questions they need to answer about their own lives. And I hope this is going to be the case also in Slovenia.
Intervju s Kristijanom Munđujem je opravil in pripravil Mateo, danes se trirano recenzijo filma Matura pa si že lahko preberete na naši spletni strani radioštudent.si.
Intervju Radija Študent.